You're listening to Shalise's podcast.
Good morning. Okay, well, I'm going to pray and we're going to get started, you guys, with our final part of the Path to True Success series. So, yes, let's go. Excuse me. Okay. All right. Well, Father, we just settle in and we get ready. We get ready to hear from you. Thank you for this series, The Path to True Success, and thank you for the things that you are going to be sharing with us today. Thank you, Father, that you have the most amazing things planned for our lives. Thank you that you plan to astound us with your goodness and astound others with your goodness through us. And Father, we just yield. We yield to your plans, to your purposes. We yield to what you are doing, what you are speaking, what you have in store for us today and this week and this month and the rest of our lives. And so, Father, we just declare that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened and we know the hope of our calling. Father, we thank you that the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you is active right now over this broadcast. And so, Father, just speak to your body today. Speak to your sons and your daughters today through me. I just offer all that I am to you, Father. Think through my mind, speak through my mouth, and make it clear, Father, for every single person that's tuned in. And we just give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor because you're worthy of it all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, awesome, you guys. We are here today wrapping up our series, The Path to True Success. And this broadcast, number four of this series, is coming right after the word of the year that I gave last week. And I want to encourage you, if you've not yet listened to that broadcast or that podcast, to definitely go and take a listen to it because it really flows right into the topic that we've been chatting about for the last several episodes. And even though it was a little bit of an interruption in the series, it really wasn't an interruption because everything that God is speaking over this year, which is really about blowing our minds with how he wants to manifest through us, is right in line with this topic, the path to true success. And so really what I want to do today is I want to make it really simple, I feel like. I think sometimes discovering our purpose, discovering our calling, thinking about, you know, what success really is or what it means in our lives can get really complicated and we can make it really difficult or we can make it a bunch of principles that we need to follow rather than making it really about a person that lives in us and wants to manifest his life through us. And so really, I'm going to summarize everything that we've been talking about in the series and really even in the word of the year by saying this, okay? The way to be successful in life is really very, very simple. And I'm going to read a scripture out of Romans 12:1. I mentioned it in the word of the year, and I want to kick it off again, use it and kick us off with it again today as we step into part four of the Path to True Success, okay? I'm going to read it out of the Mirror Translation, because it's just beautiful. Now, this is probably a pretty common scripture that you may have heard in the past, right, about offering yourself as a living sacrifice. But I really love the way Francois Dutoit breaks it down and translates it in his Mirror Translation. So here we go, Romans 12:1. It says, live consistent with who you really are, inspired by the loving kindness of God. The most practical expression of worship is to make your bodies available to him as a living sacrifice. This pleases him more than any religious routine. And it says, this is really what I want to highlight here. It says, he desires to find visible, individual expression in your person, which was really everything that the word of the year was about, right? It was about God wanting to blow our minds with the way that he wants to manifest through us. And so I want to tie it in to our podcast topic today by saying that true success is the expression of God through you. It is the visible individual expression of God through you, right? This is our reasonable service. This is our practical expression of worship because we are the temple of the living God. You know, I shared with you guys on the Word of the Year a really powerful experience that I had on New Year's Eve. And it was the morning of New Year's Eve, right when I was waking up, right when I was in that, you know, state where you're coming out of being asleep and you're not yet fully awake, kind of, you're not yet, you know, you still feel like you're dreaming maybe. And it was just a really profound experience in my life. I'm still talking about it and probably will be talking about it, hopefully for a really long time because it had such a profound impact in my life. It was an encounter. It was an experience. And I also said during the Word of the Month that there was an impartation of that experience that was coming to everybody that is, you know, connected to me in any way. And the experience was very profound in that when I woke up that morning, it was like my eyes were still shut, but it was in that, it was like they opened, right? In my imagination or in my dream or whatever you want to call it, the vision that I was involved in, right? When I was waking up. And as I opened my eyes, they were not my eyes. They were God's eyes. In fact, it was interesting because I just knew that they were Yahweh's eyes, which I thought was really interesting that God would use the word Yahweh. I mean, obviously that's his name, but I really don't think about God like that. I think of God as Papa. You know, I think of, you know, obviously of God as Jesus, Holy Spirit, but I just don't really walk around saying the word Yahweh. Like, you know, thank you, Yahweh, for blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just not a part of my normal language, but it was very specific, right? And it was Yahweh. It, obviously, that's God. It's the creator of the universe. And it was his eyes looking through my eyes. And it was this powerful feeling of embodying God, of embodying the personhood of God in my body. And I also had the distinct knowing that that is how God wants to live in us and through us. And God began to speak to me about the need for his body, right? We are called the body of Christ and how God wants to inhabit our body to such a degree that it is him that is looking through our eyes, that it is him that is speaking through our mouths, that we truly are allowing God to live his life in and through us. And I also became very aware about how the human body is really technology, that we as material beings are here on planet Earth as the physical component of the Godhead, right? We are seated in heavenly places in the spirit, but here in the physical body, God is occupying us in our body. We are his temple. And he actually wants to express himself through us. But the body itself is very, very powerful. Human beings are very, very powerful, right? We interact with the material world and actually form and shape it by our thoughts, by our intentions, by our words. And this is not just scriptural truth. You guys, this is, you know, what scientists are discovering through the new science, through quantum physics, right? They are discovering that the observation of a human being impacts matter. You know, they're doing experiments about the power of our intention to change the physical world. I'm reading a book right now called The Power of Eight that is written by a woman who also wrote a book called The Intention Experiment. She also wrote a book called The Field. And all of these books are basically documentation of science experiments about how human intention changes matter, right? And you could, you know, look up the observer effect if you want to. You know, I talk about this a lot. I talked about it in the Word of the Month, but I'm just wanting to make sure that you understand the power of human beings to impact the physical world. And in this experience that I had on New Year's Eve, it was God saying, I want to use your physical body to influence the world and to influence matter, to influence the future, to assemble atoms and the seen realm in ways that reveal his glory, in ways that manifest his will on the planet and release heaven on earth. And it was a really profound experience in that I got to experience that embodiment of Yahweh, that embodiment of God. And I believe that the reason I had that experience, obviously it's for me, but it's for you. And really, God wants to express himself through you. Like when I say really, I mean really, 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 really. And success in life, living a fruitful life, living a life that glorifies God, where you finish the work that he gave you to do, really is about the Father working through you. It's not about following a bunch of principles or even following a person. It's about allowing the life of God and living in this place where you are one, where we are one with God, and he is literally expressing himself through you. And so you might say, well, Shalise, that's awesome. It's awesome that you had that experience. That's awesome that you got to have that dream and that vision and got to experience what it's like for God to embody you. In fact, I've had people in comments in different areas be like, oh, I want that. I want that. I want that. But here's the truth. You already have that. I already have that. And the only thing that that experience did for me was just cause me to have a revelation of it and an experience of it. But it wasn't something that I, you know, a new thing that I received through that encounter. It was a revelation of what I already have. And Romans 12:1 is really the way that we experience this, right? Our reasonable service is offering our bodies. Our reasonable service is laying down our lives and our being and ourselves, our very essence, our being. And saying, okay, God, I'm the sacrifice here. I'm the offering. I'm the body that you inhabit. And you have permission. You can use it. This is my service. This is my worship. I'm just going to give you me. And any of you that have been following me for, you know, any length of time, or any of you that know my story or have read my book or anything, know that this is something that I just want to double check that I'm still broadcasting well. You know, this is something that God, I didn't even know what I was doing when I began to learn this principle. You know, it started for me after going to a Joyce Meyer conference. I mean, gosh, maybe the year 2000, 2001. And I heard Joyce talk about this like idea of surrendering your life to God. Now, I'm sure that she was probably giving that message in the context of salvation, or I don't even remember the context, because what I just remember is this kind of challenge and this idea that she shared with us. And she basically said this. She said, the Christian life is like this. It's like giving God a blank piece of paper that you have signed your name at the bottom of and saying, here is my life. You get to fill in this page with the story of my life, however you want to fill it in. I'm just giving you me. And I just remember it had such an impact on me during that time that I went home that night after the service and I went into my apartment. I shut the door. I was living in a condo in downtown Chicago at the time. And I did something that probably seemed pretty crazy. It does kind of seem pretty crazy, you know, at the time. But I just remember it being like a real decision that I wanted to make. Like I wanted to give God me. And so I took off all of my clothes. And I think the reason that I did that is because I realized that everything that I owned, really, I was giving that as well. And honestly, it was like this, I don't know, this idea in my head that I just wanted to give God me. And so it seemed appropriate at the time for me to take off all my clothes. And I just laid on the floor, totally naked on the floor. And I said some really simple words, but they were very, very powerful. And they are words that I have repeated many, many times throughout the years. But I laid on the ground there in, you know, all my glory. And I just said, God, I'm a mess. I really don't even have anything to offer you except me. But if you can, if you want me and you can use me, well, then you can have me. And I fully, fully surrender myself to you. And it wasn't, you know, like all of a sudden, you know, the angels showed up and there was heavenly music playing that I could hear, anything like that. It was pretty anticlimactic, honestly. But the truth is that I meant it. And, you know, after that, it was like, things just began to happen in my life. You know, it wasn't too long after that that I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, that I got filled with the Spirit, that I got led to the ministry that I was at for 7 years. In fact, I got led to a particular ministry not too long after that. And God said, I want you to go to this place for a weekend a month for the whole year. And it just so happened that this ministry was running kind of this, it was called Trophies of Grace. And it was this little program where for 1 weekend a month, we would go up, and you know, it wasn't a coincidence, but we were basically just offering ourselves to the Lord. And so every month we would focus on like a part of our body. Like 1 month we would give God our eyes. 1 month we would give God our mouth. 1 month we would give God our hands. You know, you kind of get the idea. And so it was this year-long process, honestly, of me becoming aware of giving my body to God to be used by Him. And what was powerful about that year was that it was like the more that I surrendered myself to God, just consciously making the decision that God, you can have my eyes, and focusing on that for a month at a time, it was like the more that I began to experience the manifest presence of God. I didn't have any grid for the manifest presence of God. In fact, when it first started happening, I thought it was demonic. Like I was like, okay, my ear is tingling. Like, what is that? You know? And I remember going and asking the person that led that ministry, like, is this normal? Right. And she's like, oh, sweetie, that's just the manifest presence of God. You know, that's not demonic. That's just Jesus. But I had never experienced the manifest presence of God. And it just began to grow and grow and grow and grow in my life. Right. And then I also remember when this is a very significant experience in my life. I remember when I had an open vision and I was called into ministry and God began to show me the things that He wanted to do through me and the impact that He wanted my life to have. And what was interesting about this, and this is why I'm sharing it, is that during that experience, my right hand closed up. Literally, physically, and I couldn't open it. In the experience, I was holding this bag of grain, and it's not necessarily significant that that I'm sharing all the whole vision with you or whatever. But whoa, the point is, it's like sometimes when I rethink about this, or I focus on it, like it's like I can enter right back into it, which is the powerful thing about an encounter with God or an experience with God is that. Anytime that you go back into that or remember that, it's like you step right back into it because there's no time in the spirit. Whoa. And so as I was, sorry, you guys, like I didn't expect that, but just sharing the story with you. But I don't know why I'm apologizing for, the manifestation of God in my life right this minute. But what I'm recognizing is that I'm entering back into that. And what happened was, my right hand closed up and I could not physically open it. I could not open my hand. And it was the first time, that was the very first time that God, it's like took control of my body in a way. It was significant because part of that vision was like, you have to hold on to this grain. Like these are my words in your mouth. And as long as you hold on to this assignment and my words in your mouth, like you can't let this go. And so it was significant that I, held on to this bag of grain. And so in the natural, my right hand closed up and I couldn't physically open it. And it was literally God manifesting Himself through me and taking control of my body. And I can tell you that, my goodness, after all of these years and being in ministry, like there has been many, many, many experiences at this point where God has done that, like physically taken over my body. Whether that's been in healing services and I'm just operating in, words of knowledge and the gifts of the Spirit and operating in the power of God, whether in lots of different ministry situations. I've had other experiences. I remember one time I had a very, very powerful dream about just the move of God on the earth. And I woke up after that dream and my hands were over my head. And it was like I was arrested by God. And I kind of like had these like little handcuffs on, but it wasn't like bondage. It was really about being a love slave to Jesus Christ and being handcuffed to the Lord and handcuffed by the Lord and a bond servant. You've heard the Apostle Paul talk about that, to the Lord. And so, you know, this idea of God inhabiting our body and animating our body and actually controlling our body is something that I've been experiencing for many, many years in different ways and different. And I didn't even thought about sharing those experiences with you when I was preparing for today. But I'm sharing this because this is our reasonable service, you guys, that God wants to manifest himself through us in mind-blowing ways. And true success is operating as a son of God, where we are totally filled with his spirit. And it is no longer us that is living, but it is Christ that is expressing himself through us. And so where do you want me to go now, Lord? I'm going to read what God spoke. I said some of this on the word of the year, but I want to just go back into my journal. I said I was going to be sharing from my journal during this series, and I am. And this is a word that I had for the Elevate group a week ago Monday. And I wrote it. I took the time and just transcribed it and wrote it out. But I wanted to say this. It says, it's time for your yes. It's time for a full surrender to me. And it says, and my agenda for your life. It's time to get out of the I can'ts and into the I can's. Because you can do all things through me. It says, I chose you. You didn't choose me. I chose you and I ordained you. I positioned you and I planned a glorious life for you. And it says, the way I want to manifest myself through you is mind-blowing. And he says, so if you're gonna have to let me blow your mind, you're gonna have to get out of your mind and connect with mine. And I'll come down here and it says, I want to have my way with my bride. So this morning, as I was preparing for what God wanted to share for the last part of this series, you know, I got up, I was spending time with God, and, you know, I've said a lot over the last few episodes. I've said a lot about the word of the month. And it was interesting because what God began to speak to me was really out of this Romans 12:1. And he just told me, he said, I want you to get up and lay on the ground. And I just want you to turn your attention to me and surrender your body. I'm just going to read what I wrote in my journal before I got up and laid on the ground. And he said, I want you to surrender your body, your mind, your will, and your emotions to me. He said, you have to be a living sacrifice in this moment. And then in this moment, he says, and what I want to say about that, I don't have to say more about this, is that being a living sacrifice is not something that we just do one time. Right? It isn't the thing I did back in 2001 after the Joyce Meyer conference. Yes, that was part of it. That was like the initial part of it. It wasn't just about surrendering my eyes or my ears as I went through that program for a whole year where I'd go up a weekend a month and, you know, focus on surrendering to God a particular aspect of my body for the month. Like, this is not a religious exercise or something that we just do, you know, like an activity or something. This is it's meant to be a continual thing. And the present moment is the only place that we can live surrendered to God. The present moment is the only place that we can abide in him and he can abide in us. Like, I can't abide for tomorrow, right? In the present moment. I mean, the present moment is all that we really have. Like, this moment right now is the moment for us to fully surrender. It's to offer ourselves. Now, I will tell you that as I've walked through difficult things in my life, and maybe I was in situations where I didn't understand or didn't need a direction or I didn't know what to do, or I was conflicted because God was giving me an instruction that I, you know, on some level wasn't in agreement with or didn't understand and was having resistance to doing, right? I would absolutely raise my hands in those moments and say, Father, my life is not my own. I've been bought with a price, paid for with a preciousness. You inhabit me. You have your way. You have, uh, uh, you, live through me. And it's like, as I'm in that moment of surrender, what would happen would be supernatural. It's like I would automatically come into that place of, oh, it's not me, it's God, and just surrender whatever was going on in my life to him. And so today, as I just laid on the ground this morning, you guys, it was just a conscious process of saying, you know what, God, I give you my mind. I give you my thoughts. I give you my neural pathways. I give you my eyes. I give you my children. I give you anything that I could lay claim to is my own. I release it and I give it to you. Whoa. And even as I just say those words, you guys, like I can just feel the presence of God. I can feel the presence and the water level of the glory rising, even as I'm saying these words, because this is the path. And I think one of the biggest things that we need to surrender, and I say we, right? And in the present moment, and as we walk through life, is frankly our understanding. We need to let go of our perceptions. We need to surrender just our ability to even understand or comprehend or even need to, our need to figure things out, our need to know anything except what's next, Papa, our perceptions, right? These are the things that as I just laid on the floor, I just began to just surrender to God and just be in this present moment as a living sacrifice. And I, you know, there's a part of me that hesitates, honestly, to teach this stuff and share this stuff with you guys, because I don't, this is not a formula, okay? This is not like, and if the Holy Spirit leads you to do any of the things that I've been sharing today, and heck, take off all your clothes and lay on the floor, or, you know, make it a practice to raise your hands and say, I surrender, Father. I mean, I'm, you know, do whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to do. And the Apostle Paul said, follow me while I follow Christ. So I'm not saying not to do it. But I also just want to say that this is really more about your intention and more about your heart and more about your own revelation of this than it is about, I'm just sharing my experience and sharing the things that I'm sharing with you because, first of all, the Holy Spirit wanted me to. But secondly, because if we're really going to be successful in life, then we really need to understand that it's not us, right? That it is God. I can't tell you the number of times that God has said, Shalice, you are my idea, right? The vision that I've given you was my idea, right? Emerge was my idea. Rethink was my idea. The ministry that you have is my idea. Your children were my idea. Your marriage is my idea. Like everything we have comes from God, you guys. So it's not like we're really even giving God something that doesn't already belong to him. It's really about us. This is about us. This isn't about getting something new from God. It is just truly about acknowledging in the present moment that God can use us, that God can have us, that God is our source, and that God is the one that is at work in us, that is working through us. You know, I wrote down a couple of scriptures that I felt like were really powerful about this today. One of them is in the Mirror Translation, and it's Romans 11:36. Let me bring this up because I thought this was really a powerful scripture. And it says this in the Mirror Translation. It says, everything originates in him, finds both its authentic expression and ultimate conclusion in him. His opinion rules the ages. We cannot but agree with our yes and awe. Right? So what I'm talking about today, it's really, we're not giving something to God that doesn't already belong to him. We've already been purchased. We've already been bought. Everything already, it belongs to him. He's a lawful owner of all things, including us, right? So this is really about yielding to his opinion, yielding to his mind, and just giving our yes. It's just about our yes. Our yes is so, so, so very powerful, right? It's what Mary said when, you know, the angels came and said, you're a virgin and you're going to be conceive the Son of God. God, the Holy Spirit's going to overshadow you and you are going to give birth to the Messiah. And all she just said was, be it unto me according to your word, right? So this is really about giving God our yes, giving God ourselves, and giving God our yes. And this is our reasonable service, although it's not always easy, right? This means that nothing except God gets to lead us. Nothing except God gets to be our source. And if we're honest, I didn't share another dream that I had maybe that Friday of the first week of the new year. I just was about to say, if we're honest, sometimes giving God control and giving God our yes and recognizing that maybe there are some things that are hindering us from that is a really, really powerful thing. You know, what the dream that I had that last Friday of the first week of the new year was a really, really powerful dream. And it was about, I feel like, something that God is also doing in our lives right now, right? And it is this process of setting us free from inferior sources. And when I say inferior sources, I mean anything that we rely on besides God. I mean, anything that we get our identity from, anything that we get our self-esteem from, anything that controls us other than God. And in that way, it's a source. And in that way, frankly, it's an idol. And in my own life, you know what? There's been lots of things over the years that God has had to share with me that, Shalice, you have let this occupy a place in your heart and mind that is reserved for me. And you've let this become a source. And, you know, I remember the first one that was revealed was the way that I had used relationships and men specifically. And God was like, you know what? Men are a lousy God. And if you look to them, if you look to a relationship, a romantic relationship with a man to define you, to fill you with worth, you're going to be a miserable human being because men can't do that. I do that. That's a place reserved for me. I define you. I fulfill you. I, frankly, am your husband. I am the man of your dreams. I am the source of your fulfillment. You know, and that was a really wake-up call. In fact, I really had to leave a relationship I was in because the Lord just started to reveal to me that, you know what, you're just in love with an idea of love. You've made love and romantic love an idol in your life. You think it's going to complete you. And, you know, as a woman, that's kind of the way we're trained up with princess stories and all the Disney stuff. You know, it's kind of like, you know, romantic love is the end all to be all. And so we can make it an idol in our lives. And so that was the Lord just revealing, like, this is a source that I am your source, you know? And then, you know, there was another time when obviously you guys have heard me talk about the battle that I had to have, you know, for children and how I had serial miscarriages. And so the desire to have a child was really strong in my life. And, you know, after the second miscarriage that I had, God had to really check my heart and be like, yes, you know, the desire to have a child is from me. But if you put that in a place of me, it's a problem, because being a mother, although is a blessing, it is not having that child cannot be a God. Your children cannot be a source of identity for you. They can be a role. Being a mother is a role that you will play, but it is not the source of your joy, the source of your fulfillment. Now, they can they be a source of joy? Can they be a, you know, a delight for you? Absolutely. But recognize that it comes from me, that your true satisfaction, if you put your hope in anything other than me, right? It's not the strong foundation that you need to have in your life. It's not the anchor of your being. I am the anchor of your being. And so I'm sharing those examples with you because no one is immune to this, right? No one is immune to having inferior sources in our life. And I wrote this down after the dream. And I just think it's such a powerful statement. I said, anything but love, capital L, makes a lousy God. And what's so interesting about this is that, you know, in Emerge, we answer these five big cues of life. Like, who is God? These are the questions. Who is God? Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I headed? And how do I get there? And over the course of 3 months, when you work with me in Emerge School of Transformation, we go deep. We go deep into healing your image of God, healing your image of yourself, discovering your purpose. and really downloading the vision that God has for your life and the path that he wants you to get on so that you can fulfill it. But what's so crazy about that is that, you know, that those questions came straight from God. And as I've sat with the Lord over the years to discover my own answers to those questions and obviously developed a school, well, my answer to who is God is right in line with everything that I'm sharing today. So my answer to God is my inexhaustible source who supplies anything and everything I need to experience the fullness of who he is and manifest the fullness of who I am in him. And so even in that answer, like that very personal God-breathed answer to that question, who is God? Like there's a revelation in that about God being the source and the manifester of me. And that he's the only inexhaustible true source, capital S, of my life. And so offering ourselves as a living sacrifice is also about acknowledging God as the true source. It's about acknowledging God as God of our life, as the source of our being, as the grounded place of our existence inside. And all things come from him. I mean, they all originate in him anyway. We originate and end and have our being inside of him. And so we're not giving something to God that doesn't already belong to him. Sorry, I'm trying to bring up my scriptures here again. It says everything, you know, Romans 11:36, everything originates in him, finds both its authentic expression and ultimate conclusion in him. I love that. That in him we find our authentic expression, which goes right along with what I was saying in Romans 12:1, right? That he desires, God desires to find visible individual expression in your person. So what I want to say about this is that as we're yielding, as we are allowing God in the present moment to just fill our awareness and fill us with the awareness of him, we actually find ourselves. Like this is not like we lose ourselves and we just all become little generic Jesuses, right? No, the authentic you begins to be expressed as God manifests himself through you, because you are not just a human. Your union with God is the key, and living out of that place is the key to the most authentic expression of yourself. And so this is where, and it was interesting because even the day that I had that dream, you know, where God was looking through my eyes and all of that, I said a really interesting statement in my journal after that. I said, it was from the Lord, and he said, you don't disappear as we do this together. You actually appear. You manifest. And any manifestation of you that is not this full possession of me is not the full expression, not the total authentic expression of you. So, beloved, how do we do this so this doesn't become like some kind of work, like something that I have to work up, something that I have to do? It's truly simply a yielding in the moment. It's truly an awareness of the Godhead. It's an awareness of God. For me, you know, just becoming aware of it now, it's like, you know, through that revelation that I had, it's like, oh, okay, it's God's eyes looking through my eyes. Oh yeah, it's God's words that are coming through my mouth. And what's been so interesting about it is that it just starts to happen without you thinking about it. Like you're just staying in that place of, you know, at the present moment. It's about being present with the Lord, abiding in Christ. And as you do that, it's like crazy what starts to happen. Like the next thing you know, you're saying something, you know, and it's a prophetic word. And you're just sharing with someone. And the next thing you know, like you're speaking to something that is, you know, the deepest parts of their heart. Like it's just flowing out of you. This is a way of existence that starts to just flow out of your life. And so as I wrap up here today, I just wanted to really today make it about what God is really asking. And it's really about our yes. And it's really about just surrendering. If God says the way that he wants to manifest himself through us is mind-blowing and we need to get out of our mind, well, how about we just surrender our mind to him? Maybe this is not something that, you know, we just arrive someday and, oh, you know, I'm out of my mind. My mind has finally been surrendered to God. Instead, what if it's actually just communion? What if it's just a relationship? And moment by moment, we just are in communion with God and ultimately just releasing our own opinion, releasing our judgments, releasing our analytical mind, and releasing our emotions, just releasing ourselves and just saying, Jesus, I belong to you. You just inhabit my mind. And I can say that, you know, as I've been walking this out over the last couple of weeks and really sitting with this and thinking about this and ministering to people about this and talking about it on podcasts and all this good stuff, you know, what I found is, you know, my brain wants to run the show sometimes. You know, my body isn't always feeling great. You know, I woke up this morning, I'm sore. I went to the gym yesterday. I didn't go last week. We had a merge graduation. And so I just woke up just sore this morning. My muscles are sore, you know? And so when I sat down with the Lord this morning, I was just like, whoo, you know, I've got a full day, you know? And it was just like, I'm just looking at my journal here. I have thoughts rolling around in my mind and all these things. And he was just like, he just said, let my strength carry you today. Let my grace, my ability be your source. Let me work through you. Just offer your body as a living sacrifice. That's your part. So just do it right now, sweetheart. I know you're sore. I know your mind is a little bit off today. It's like, so just lay down on the ground. Just lay down on the ground and offer your body as a living sacrifice and let me do the work today. You know, and now that I'm sitting here, I mean, I'm still sore, but it's not like it was. It wasn't like this, oh, I don't know if I can walk today. You know, just laying down in and I say the presence of God. Well, the presence of God is in me. So it's not like I didn't worship or did any of this thing. I just laid on the ground and just became aware of the living God inside of me and just yielded myself to him. And guys, this is something I'll say it again, that we do in the present moment. It's not a one and done because it's a relationship. It's a being. It's a way of being. And so that's just my prayer and my admonition for you today is just, you know, make it simple. Just offer yourselves as a living sacrifice. You know, go and read Romans 12:1 in the Mirror Translation for yourself. It's such a powerful scripture that one statement that God desires to find visible individual expression in your person. And I just want to wrap it up and wrap this series up by saying that is the definition of true success. And when we are in that place of just surrender and abiding and letting God be God in us and through us, well, guess what? We will finish the work that God has planned for us to do. And we can just stay in that place of really simple living of what's next, Papa. Like, we don't have to have our whole life figured out. We don't have to have every single answer. We just need to know the one who is the answer, who has the answer. And God will lead us. We will be led by the Spirit. And we will be animated by the Spirit, and God will express himself through you. So God bless you guys. It is going to be such a supernatural, powerful year. This is a move of God in our lives. You know, this is him. He does the work even to get us into this place of surrender and abiding. So don't beat yourself up. Don't think this is something else I just got to put on my Christian to-do list, right? No, I love what it says. The most practical expression of worship is to make your bodies available to him as a living sacrifice. This pleases him more than any religious routine, right? You laying on the ground, just saying, Jesus, I'm yours. Oh, take my life, take my body, take my mind. You can have it all. Like, this is not a religious routine. This is just a give up. This is just a whoa. You're my source. You're my God. You are my King. You are my Lord. And I just love you. And I'm giving you everything that I am. And, you know, I remember you, and I'll say this before we wrap. I used to be scared of that because I didn't know God that well. And so I used to think that, you know, if I surrender my life to God, he was going to go make me live in Africa or make me do something that I hated. But this is not that. This is the unique individual expression of you. And Jesus said he would not put anything ill-fitting on you. God knows you better than you know yourself, and he knows who he created you to be. And so this is more like coming into your own skin and coming home into yourself so that you are expressing him as the full expression of you. So, beloved, don't be afraid. God is good. Every good and perfect gift comes from him, and there's nothing but goodness that he has to give. and you were made in his image and made to be his temple and to be his home. And so goodness is the manifestation of you. So God bless you guys. I love you. And we'll be kicking off a new series next week. Still praying about exactly what it's going to be, but it's going to be good. So until then, you guys, I don't know, go lay on the floor. Go lay on the floor and just, you know, abide and surrender and let God be the source. All right. God bless you. Love you much. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Shalisa's podcast. This recording is, in part, made possible by our listeners. To partner with us, visit shalise.com, where you can donate and help us spread the good news of our unshakable union with Christ around the globe. You can also find a link there to download Shalisa's book, The Path, for free. And if you're ready to discover the call of God on your life and the purpose He created you for, then visit us at shalise.com. and watch Shalisa's free training, where you'll hear 5 keys to hearing God about your life purpose and transitioning into it. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, don't forget, the world needs the Christ in you.